Today's episode of the MyCom Church Marketing Podcast is a milestone. It's episode 50. And whether you've been with this podcast from the first episode or this is your first episode, we want to thank you for listening. My name is Dan Wunderlich. I'm a United Methodist pastor, and we have a special guest with us for this special episode. It's Greg Petrie. He's the Director of Marketing and Advertising for United Methodist Communications. Greg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Dan, I really appreciate the invitation that you gave me. I appreciate all the work that you do, your partnership as our host, and also thanks to Josh, our producer. So just the work you do in this podcast has turned out to be a real blessing.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Well, let's begin by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and your work at United Methodist Communications.
Sure. I have been in the marketing industry for 30 years, I hate to say. But through that time, I've worked both on the secular side, the general market side. I've also worked on the Christian side. In fact, I was in Christian publishing for 16 years. And through that, I've worked with pastors and religious leaders. In fact, I can almost say that if there's a Christian book that you have read, chances are I worked on that book and I know that author.
Awesome.
But what's really exciting, and I wanted to go ahead and jump ahead to talk about United Methodist Communications.
Sure.
And all of that time, I worked with Christian authors and agents. There was a lot of sincere people out there, but there were also some people that, you know, the personalities didn't necessarily match the content they were writing. But I can say, having worked at United Methodist Communication, it's so rewarding to work with people that really embrace their jobs as a calling. My team, my peers, they see this audience, their audience, as a mission field. From top to bottom, UNCOM really walks the walk. And that's been a real blessing.
That's so wonderful to hear. A lot of our listeners may know, but some don't. I'm a remote host. I've never actually been to United Methodist Communications in Nashville. I know all the members of the team through interviews and through email and phone. And even when we're not recording, they do put that heart out. So it's wonderful to hear that from someone in the building that sees and knows everybody, including our producer, Josh. And certainly on this 50th episode, we want to give a shout out to him and thank him for all of his work. But Greg, you recently published a piece on resourceumc.org called The Top 10 Free Services UMCOM Offers Churches. And in the beginning of the article, you joked that the slate of offerings from UMCOM is about as thick as a Cheesecake Factory menu. And it really is true. I've been in full-time vocational ministry in the United Methodist Church for 14 years. I've now hosted 33 of our 50 episodes, and I'm still learning about things that UMCOM does. As you reflect on your time so far with United Methodist Communications, how would you describe the mission and heart of these teams and the work that you oversee?
Well, like I said, it really is a mission field. When we meet as a team of leaders or the members of the agency, it's the heart that goes into this and the partnership we have with our communicators, our bishops, our fellow agencies. Just the sincerity is so real. And when we're talking about the success we have, well, our success, unlike the retail world, our success is not measured in dollars or products sold. Our success is measured in the growth of the local church. Did the local church build awareness in their community? Did the local church experience visitors coming in and wanting to learn more about the United Methodist Church? And so the local church is our client, and we go out of our way to make sure that they have the success they need. And it's just very rewarding day in and day out. It's remarkable.
Well, I'm going to run through the top 10 list, and we'll make sure that there's a link in our show notes, as this article is full of links to all of these services. And as we go, listeners who have been with us for a while are going to recognize some of these projects because we've had full episodes on some of them. But I'll stop along the way and let you highlight some that would be most helpful to our church marketers out there. Number 10 is media relations, and this includes training on crisis communication, which is probably one of those better safe than sorry trainings that all of us in church communication should probably go through. But there's also some resources around creating press releases. We should probably have an entire episode on press releases in the future now that I think about it. But when I know that what I think of first, if not exclusively, is promoting events on social media. But Greg, can you remind us why press releases and press relations are one of those traditional practices that we shouldn't forget about or overlook?
Absolutely. In fact, I want to go back to when I was in publishing. It's interesting. The rule was that publicity sells books. We could advertise as much as we wanted, but one appearance on Oprah or the Today Show, that garnered more response than any ad could, because there's this perception of trusted value there. While paid advertising holds an important place in promotions, free press and news coverage in the media sends a trusted message to the community.
Right.
Loyal readers perhaps of a newspaper or viewers of a TV show, listeners of a specific radio program, coverage of UMC events seems to come with the media's stamp of approval, if you will. There's a validity there, and of course it's free, but when you just get that free coverage from the local media, it's perceived as objective. And so there's just this trust there that you really can't achieve elsewhere.
Greg, that is so true. I don't know if I'm supposed to share this or not, but I have one of the local anchors in our congregation. And I know that whenever I see stories about churches, either on the news or on news websites and things, it makes me feel good knowing that my brothers and sisters in Christ and our co-laborers and churches around town are doing good work. And it makes me think, hey, I should see if what we can do to get on coverage like that. Well, and speaking of social media, number 9 is the wealth of resources around using platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. And this has been a frequent topic on our show, but we're recording this in June 2020. It's been about 14 weeks since the first churches in the United States suspended in-person worship, and some are just starting to resume the practice of worshiping in person. But I was wondering if you might have any words of encouragement for the church communicators out there who have likely worked more over these last couple months than ever before.
Yeah, I want to encourage them to keep pushing the message. It's going to make a big, big difference in the days and weeks to come. And marketing frequency is really the key to a successful campaign. So a one-shot ad here or there is not going to achieve nearly what it would achieve if we don't have the frequency and the repetition of that message through social media and other platforms. So you're making a big difference. Don't feel like those efforts are going in vain. Repeat the message, push the message, because that familiarity is being achieved. And when they do see a post here, an ad there, or an event there, they can reflect back on, I've heard that before. I've seen that before. And that is a reflection of your efforts in social media. So keep it up.
Yeah. And I just have to echo those words that, you know, some of us may be feeling tired. Some of us may be feeling like we're reaching the end of our tank. Make sure that you take some self-care time. Make sure, too, that you get outside of your own bubble and take a look at what other churches or even marketers and advertisers in other fields are doing. Make sure you refill that tank, because the work that we're doing is going to be as important moving forward as it has been these last couple months. But numbers 8,
great.
7, and yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying that's a great point, Dan. I appreciate you saying that.
Numbers 8, 7, and 6 are really educational resources that we can use to inform and shape our congregations and communities. We have Ask the UMC, the denomination's YouTube channel, and articles from umc.org, umcom.org, and resourceumc.org that can be shared with our congregations. I want to first ask you about sharing these articles. Obviously, we can put links in communications with our congregations, but let's say we have a print or email newsletter or even an online platform, and there's just a really great article or Q&A that we want to reproduce the content of itself and not just the link. What is the best way for us to reach out and get the right permissions?
Well, it is just, as you said, it's always a great idea to get permissions on what you do. So it just depends on the media. If it's coming from us, just contact us, and we'll more than likely say, absolutely, post it, share it, republish it. But if you're talking about other media, you're going to contact the producer, the editor, get those permissions, because sometimes when media sees that you've published something or re-aired something that came from them without permissions, it can come back to bite you. But in the end, they all pretty much want you to share that media, because they want the story to get out, and you're also going to attribute it back to them. So just get those permissions, but more than likely, it's going to be granted to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know particularly during this season of streaming online, a lot of content producers have waived the need for permissions during the pandemic, even some of the copyrights around our denominational liturgies and some of the things from the publishing house. Some of the translations from the Bible have waived the need for permission or special licenses during this time. But I know a lot of us are thinking about keeping streaming worship going forward. And we need to make sure that we track down all the proper permissions, because in a month or two, some of those free permissions may go away. And it's always best for us to respectfully use other people's content, even when it's coming from the denomination. Sometimes we think it's for the church, it's free, it's for the mission, we can do whatever we want with it. But I think it's pretty clear that people are accessing our content. I just wanted to get straight from someone near the top of United Methodist Communications that the permission is there. We just need to ask for it. We want to go about it the right way.
Well, just let me expand that there is this perception that online content is public domain. And for the most part, it is, but we do need to be careful. Do your homework and make sure that you have the permissions to use that content.
Absolutely. And I'll remind our listeners, this is a list of the top 10 free services. So many of the articles and resources available through the denomination are free. All it takes is 30 seconds to write an email. Our teams are so responsive. They'll get back to you soon. And because like Greg said, we are producing this content for the church. I am doing this podcast because I want to see your church succeed in communications, succeed in making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. That is why we are all doing this. And so we want our content to be resources for your church. We just encourage you to just reach out, send that quick email, and make sure that everything is tied up properly. But I want to dig down into our YouTube channel. Some of our listeners are probably familiar with the Chuck Knows Church video series that answered common questions about the church. That was pretty popular a couple years ago. Well, we have a new animated series about the history of Methodism called The Wesleys Take the Web. It's really well done. It's informative. It's funny. It certainly isn't the stuffy or super cheesy type of thing we might fear it would be coming from a big worldwide denomination. In fact, it's based in part off a hilarious web comic about the Wesley brothers created by a UMC deacon named Charlie Barber. I would imagine that part of the reason UMCOM offers so many resources like this is that you're constantly working to keep things fresh and effective as tech and culture change.
Yes, we are. In fact, we've got so many teams that are developing new content. We have the news team that is constantly keeping us up to date on global events and, of course, putting their thoughts into it as well from a narrative point of view. We've got a large content team that works from the leader perspective, the member perspective, the seeker perspective. And so as we target different audiences, what does the leader need to grow their church and to communicate to their church? What do the members need to know about the denomination in general? And what do our seekers need to know about the church as they're thinking about where do they want to worship and how do they want to get some answers in their life? What are they missing? What are they looking for? And so we've got those groups that are developing content. We've got a creative strategy team that's constantly developing new assets available to be used by both church leaders as well as church members. You may want to put a frame or some sort of a graphic post on your profile, whatever social media you may be using. There's so many resources there. Even our local church services team, they're developing content and assets, and they're doing so much training. Both our local church services team and our training department are offering so many training modules and videos for people to use. So I'm going to mention it again later, but when we were putting together a top 10 list of resources, to try to kern that down to 10 was quite
much. Yeah. Well, I am proud to say that as we hit the top 5 of the list, we start to find resources that we've covered on previous episodes. So maybe some of them got a MyCom Church Marketing Podcast bump, but really they're likely popular because they are at the core of the things that church communicators need to succeed. At number 5, we have the super practical invitations and shareable resources. I actually served in extension ministry for a while, and it was explicitly dedicated to serving church communicators. And the number one thing people wanted were high quality designs and graphics that they could share or adapt. And United Methodist Communications has plenty. And do you want to talk at all? You mentioned like those frames for our profile images. Just making content like this available that church communicators can grab and share, that's just one of the most practical day-to-day needed things by these folks.
It is. In fact, over the last unfortunate several weeks and months, whether it be COVID-19 or the racial tensions that we're experiencing right now, we've had assets developed for people to voice their thoughts coming from the church, to voice their stand against racism, to voice their social distancing and their practices of let's have church, let's have virtual church, let's still meet even if we can't hug each other and sit together. So we've developed just as recently as, like I said, the last weeks and months, even more resources to help you be a voice in the community, be a voice in the political arena, be a voice to seekers looking to come to your church with, like you said, frames and posts and memes and social graphics. They just keep coming because they're so needed right now.
Oh, absolutely. And I know that a good portion of our audience are not just church communicators, but they are pastors, oftentimes solo pastors, who are doing this work on top of the job of pastoring. And if they are experiencing anything like what I'm experiencing, they are exhausted just from the emotional and mental burden of all of the things going on. Now we're also sitting in a million meetings a week trying to work out what's going to get wiped down, how we're going to set up for reopening worship, or how we're going to communicate that we're not reopening for worship. Being able to turn to someone like United Methodist Communications and grab a high quality design that speaks the kind of thing that we would want to say, just being able to grab those things sort of quickly, it doesn't negate our need to speak ourselves through worship or through posts later. But when you're in a pinch, or when you are tired, or when the to-do list is just far too long, having these things available are, I know personally, are just a godsend. I'm going to skip number four for a minute. We're going to jump to the top three. We have training and webinars, which we covered in episode 42 about umctraining.org. And the top two resources are website services, marketing services, and grants. Those are things we covered in episode 34 on local church services. Despite these being the three most popular free resources, I still feel like there are so many United Methodist Church communicators that don't know about or forget about these things. Can you give us a quick pitch on the value of things like the trainings, the website services, and even the grants?
Yeah, and I think to oversimplify it, Dan, it's you just kind of want to stand on a mountaintop and scream, it's free. Use it. It's here. You don't have to get out your wallet or your checkbook or a credit card. Most of these resources are free. I was having a conversation not too long ago with a church leader, and I was sharing with them that you may have heard financial advisors tell you that if you're not contributing to your 401k, you're leaving free money on the table. And I kind of look at it that way. The same can be said about applying for grants,
Particularly
applying for web hosting grants and things like that. It's free. It's just money sitting on the table. It applies to training. Most of your income's resources, training, et cetera, it's all free. Our goal is to help churches grow with their communities. And everything that we develop is available to you. We're handing it to you. We're begging you, please use these resources. They're available to you. Don't go hire an outside agency. Don't go hire a marketing firm. Don't spend, like you said, because during these times, church pastors are just exhausted with the things that you're having to deal with, having to put together a Zoom church service and having to meet with your community. We're offering you all the tools to do this. We want to partner with you to make these things happen. So don't wear yourself out. We're here to walk through it with you.
Absolutely. And this is one of those benefits of being a part of a denomination like the United Methodist Church. You know, we sometimes there is too much focus put on things like apportionments and the amount of money that some people get bitter about flowing from local churches to the denomination. And of course, a lot of us then turn around and say, well, you know, this funds things like camps and campus ministries and missions around the world and missionaries and all of these important projects. But we also have to remember that it funds things like this. Yes, it flows practical resource, practical training, and even grants like this back into our local churches. And so certainly we want to take advantage of all of these things. But let's go ahead and jump back to number four, which is something I honestly would never have guessed being this popular. And that's the United Methodist News Resources. Now, I personally get the nightly emails myself, and I find a handful of things each week that are of interest to me. And yet I don't naturally think of them as tools available to me as a church for some reason. But what are some of the ways that a local church or church communicator like myself and our audience, what are some of the ways we can use the stories of United Methodists in ministry around the world as a way to reach our local community?
Well, I think it's just great to understand that you're making a global difference, especially, again, in the times that we're in. It's one thing to make a difference. You know, I'm here in Nashville, Tennessee, you're in Florida, and it's one thing to make a difference in your local community, and you want to reach out to your community that way. But it's also one thing to tell your community, we're making a difference across the country. We're making a difference across the globe. And that's just so rewarding to see the difference that we're making, not only in your neighborhood, but we're making a difference in Africa, the Philippines, Cambodia, Europe, et cetera, across the U.S. And so I think there's people in the local community that want to make a difference. Do you want to make a difference? Here, come join us at the United Methodist Church and make a difference locally, statewide, regionally, nationally, globally. Make a difference. And we're here to work with you and help you to do that. We want you to be a part of something special.
That's awesome. And Greg, I can hear the passion in your voice. So I'm sure some of the passion amongst the teams flows from you, but that maybe leads into a good way to close, which is just, do you have any final thoughts, words of encouragement, or calls to action for our audience?
Yes, I get so impassioned, but you know, when we composed the top 10 list and it went into my article, and I had a lot of help with that article, it really was hard to trim it down to a top 10. There's just so many offerings coming out of this agency. And then on top of that, we tried to rank them. Well, what is number 10? What's number 9? What's number 8? What's number 1? And they're all important.
Yeah.
They really are. I encourage all of our church leadership, all of our lay leaders. I encourage all of our communicators, the conference, the church, the agency level. Go to resourceumc.org and navigate through the training, the digital assets, the downloadable graphics, the shippable tents, signs, tablecloths, and so much more that helps the local church be visible in your community. Be active in your community. Make a difference. Reach people. Be a positive destination for your fellow citizens. We're here to grow your church, one church at a time. And I just applaud all of my coworkers, the leadership at this agency, the workers. I mean, there's just such a passion here that I want to be a part of this passion for a long time. So when these resources are not being used by the local church, they're just drawing dust. And we don't want that to happen. There's some valuable things here. Use them. Grow your church. Let us know how we can help. There may be a resource that you're not finding. Tell us. We'll develop it. We'll have those conversations.
Awesome. Well, Greg, thank you so much for all that you do for United Methodist Communications. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Dan. Anytime.
And now, listeners, we want to hear from you. Have you taken advantage of any of these free resources? And are there any that you're eager to engage with? Tell us about it. Email us at podcast@umcom.org, and we just might share your story on a future episode. And of course, you can use that email, podcast@umcom.org, to send us any feedback or topic suggestions you have for the show. We love hearing from you. In fact, recently, we received an email from Wally. He's a trustee at a local church in Aurora, Illinois, and their church leadership team is using our recent two-part series on Gen Z to kick off a discussion about how they're going to welcome this up-and-coming generation. And Pastor Chris from Iowa is interested in information on reaching a slightly older generation, Gen X, which she says is largely missing in many of the churches in her area of the country. That's a great suggestion, Chris. Finally, if you found this podcast to be helpful and you'd like to make sure that other church communicators like yourself find this resource, the two biggest things you can do are share this episode with your friends and colleagues and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, or on whatever service you're listening to us on right now. Thanks again for listening to the MyCom Church Marketing Podcast.